Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hello and good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Soldiers in the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. It has been a minute. It has been a moment. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, I've been really busy just trying to build other areas of the ministry. And, you know, God said, hey, you got to get back to doing some more podcasting. And here I am. So today we're going to talk about conquering fear. And one of the things that we all can imagine, you know, is going through something that we all fear the most. And I'm going to be coming to you from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Second Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And this is Timothy. I believe this is Paul writing to Timothy. It's probably one of my favorite chapters or scriptures, so to speak. And it reads this. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I have been sent out to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Christ Jesus. I'm writing to Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father in Christ Jesus, our Lord, give you grace, mercy, and peace. Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again. I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you shared the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. This is why I reminded you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but a power of love and self-discipline. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, when you go back and read that scripture, right, today's title is Conquering Fear. And you go back and read that scripture in the New King James Version. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Have you ever, ever been afraid, you know, of something, whether it be height or something that would cause you fear in that moment? Do you know the unpleasant truth that fear is the robber of all spiritual joys? Has fear caused you to do some strange things? Do you long to be able to conquer your fears? These questions receive a very emphatic yes from most of us. In spite of his excellent family heritage, religious training, wonderful friends, personal experience, many responsibilities, and sincerity, Timothy was timid and fearful. He desperately needed help in conquering his fears, or he would have become defeated in service for Jesus Christ. And Paul's words of counsel and encouragement came at just the right time to help Timothy. And we too can benefit from them. From them, we find two facts that needs to that we need to conquer our fears. And listen, the first one is this. The first point is this. Know that Satan is the author of fear. One kind we should have there's two kinds of fear. One kind we should have is this, for it is helpful and good. We should be afraid to break the laws of God, nature, and the state. The other damaging to the body of and soul of humans, since the days of Adam, it caused many people to live in the haunting bondage of constantly dreading some real or imagined danger. And that is caused by Satan, the enemy himself. Listen, know Satan's purpose for this fear. Satan has a great purpose for this fear, which is he instills in the hearts and minds of many of God's people. His purpose is better understood when we realize that this fear means to be fearful the spirit of fearfulness and timidity to do the following: make our lives miserable. Right? There is every indication in Paul's writing that Timothy was naturally timid. This truth, plus the fear created by Satan, made his life miserable. How many of us have lived in a constant battle where some of us are in constant fear, right, of something? We're in constant fear of being afraid. You know, look at this world today. Yeah, you know, for instance, oh, this is great. This is great. Thank you, God. Putin has put the nation of Ukraine, or tried to put the nation of Ukraine, in some type of fear. And we know that fear in the natural can be a very intimidating thing. He has tried to intimidate the Ukrainian people into submission of his power. And yet the people are fighting back. They're fighting, they're getting stronger every day, and he's getting madder. And imagine the enemy working through Putin to instill some type of fear into the hearts of the people of Ukraine. Yes, some have fled, right? And yet some have stayed to fight for the country. While the men, while the women and children, you know, it's necessary for them to get to a place of safety. They leave behind many loved ones, many men who are fighting, right, to save the country. But Putin has tried to make their lives in a state of fear, just like the enemy has tried to make many of us live our lives in a state of fear. One of the things that Satan loves to do, again, is he loves to make our lives miserable. And then he loves to make our Christian witness weak. No one can be strong and effective witness for Christ when controlled by a spirit of fearfulness and timidity. Now, know Satan's methods of using this fear. Listen, many of us should understand this. Satan, right, is the master of deception and uses fear in many ways to cause trouble for committed Christians. Number one, fearfulness concerning our past sins. Number two, fearfulness concerning the future. Number three, fearfulness concerning possible failures. Number four, fearful concerning potential misunderstandings. Now, which leads me to my next point here. And I want you to get this, because there is great joy in many facets to having the power, right? The power to overcome fear. So listen, my next point is this. Take God's gifts, right, for overcoming this fear. Maybe at that time, it was Timothy's timid nature, his awareness of the responsibility and the cares of his ministry, the constant threat of the perils of persecution, right, or some of all three that made Timothy afraid. Have we ever been in situations where, you know, perhaps you are in line for a new position on your job, and yet there's great fear, I'll never, you might think to yourself, I'll never be able to get that position. I don't know if I'm qualified for that position, or so-and-so might get that. So somebody might be better than me, right? But understand, that is the enemy's job in making us fearful. Now, just like Timothy, all those things made Timothy afraid. It was in this context that Paul wrote to help him up out of his valley of fear. Paul had assured Timothy that he need not fear, because God had given him gifts that would conquer his fear. He was responsible for using them. And what are those gifts? Oh, this is good. Remember, right? What did I say earlier? For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but a power, love, and a sound, a self-discipline. Or in the King James, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Right. So listen, the first gift I want to give you is power. Right. Power for courage. He gives power for inspiration. Power for accomplishment. That means God has given us the gift of power, right? To encourage us to be strong. God has given us the strength to move forward. God has given us a power of courage, a power of inspiration, a power to accomplish anything that we set our minds to do. Now, the next one is the gift of love. At first glance, right? Love does not seem to be an effective gift for the conquering of fear. But when we realize that self-love and self-concern and self-protection are behind much of the fearfulness and timidity experienced by believers, us as believers, we see the need for love. Right? It is as John reminds us in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. Right? Number one, the love for God, love for our fellow Christians, and love for the lost people of this world. Now, the gift, my next point, the gift of a sound mind. A sound mind, What I love to understand, a gift of a sound mind is self-control, it is discipline, and it is a balanced mind. It is a necessary possession if one is going to conquer fear. The thoughts in a person's mind, right, shapes his or her conduct and actions, right? A sound mind is, I love this because it blew my mind when I thought about this. A sound mind is this, it is a changed mind. Timothy had a sound mind because his mind had been changed, right? The moment when he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And then there's a committed mind. Paul urged the followers of Christ to have a committed mind when he wrote. He wrote this, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Then our third point is this, we must have the gift of a sound mind is a confident mind. It reckons thoughtfully and boldly on the trustworthiness of God. It says with Paul, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Listen, when we begin to overcome the necessary fears, right? And the simple fact that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, right? Listen, it seems that a lack of confidence or being too timid was sometimes a problem at that time for Tim, but it doesn't necessarily have to be for us. I gave you, right? I gave you simple illustrations. One, the gift of power. Two, the gift of love. Three, the gift of a sound mind. Listen, by accepting Jesus Christ, right, as Lord and Savior, every person can have power over fear. Now, I ask you this question. Will you take your place among his people? Will you take your place among the things of God? Will we work forward in allowing God to be God in our lives? There is nothing in this world that we should fear, right? The only thing we should fear is the Lord himself, because he is sovereign, he is powerful. We should have a fear of reverence, right? But anything in this world, he has given us power to overcome. Now, my prayer is this. I pray that God would begin to illuminate his power in us. Listen, God never calls us to a task for which he will not equip or enable us by the power of his Spirit. Listen, our primary motivation for serving God should be love. God's love for us, right? And our love for him and others. But it also takes great discipline to step out in faith and use the gifts he has given us to accomplish his purpose and will for our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, I thank you that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power, of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for those three gifts. Because, Lord, it sets the standards, it sets the stage that we can overcome the things of this world. And I pray, Father God, that you would pour into us the power to overcome those things that hold us back, those things that make us afraid, those things that make us afraid to step into the dark places of this world. May we be empowered to do your will. Lord, I pray that you will bless those and give them strength to be all that you need them to be. Lord, I pray that you will equip all of us to do the things that we need to do. And Father God, I thank you for this moment. And I pray a blessing and a hedge of protection over my friends and my family. Keep them safe. In Jesus' name, I pray. We pray. I pray. Amen, Father. Amen, Son. And amen, Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, thank you for joining me. God bless you. And thank you for joining another episode of Soldiers of the Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldiers of Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor. Subscribe to the podcast. And I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you. And I'll see you next time. Take care.